If you have your Bible today, praise the Lord, you can be turning to Mark chapter 7. Mark chapter 7, I want to begin reading it, verse 24. Mark chapter 7 and verse 24. And the Bible says, from thence he arose and went into the borders of Tyre and Sidon, and entered into a house, and would have no man know it, but he could not be hid. For a certain woman, whose young daughter had an unclean spirit, heard of him and came and fell at his feet. And the woman was a Greek, a Cyrenian by nation, and she besought him that he would cast forth the devil out of her daughter. But Jesus said unto her, let the children first be filled, for it is not meet to take the children's bread and cast it unto the dogs. And she answered and said unto him, yes, Lord, yet the dogs under the table eat the children's crumbs. And he said unto her, for this saying, go thy way, the devil is gone out of thy daughter. And when she was come to her house, she found the devil gone out, and her daughter laid upon the bed. I want to preach this morning for just a little while, if God will be our help, on this thought, a mother never quits. A mother never quits. I thank God for mothers, and thank God for this Mother's Day that we have to celebrate, the mothers, the ones that birthed us into this world. If it wasn't for them, we'd never be here. And we thank God for that, and we thank God they nurtured us and brought us along. But as we see this, and we see this story, and as it begins to play out, the Bible says that the Lord, He arose and He departed thence, and He went into the borders of Tyre and Sidon, and He entered into a house. And we know that the borders of Tyre and Sidon are on the shores of the Galilee, near Gennesaret, where He was at the time. That's where He was, and He departed from Gennesaret, and He went up to Tyre, near to the borders of Tyre and Sidon, and He went and He entered into the house, and the Bible says, and would have no man know it, but He could not be hid. Amen. Ain't you glad, praise God, that we serve a Lord and a Savior that cannot be hid. The world may want to take Him and put Him under a bushel. The world may want to take Him and put Him out of sight, but I'm glad today that we serve a Savior that will not be hid. Amen. His prevalence is there. His magnificence is to be seen. His love is to be felt. His compassion is to be known. Because He is a God who cannot be hid. I'm glad for that today, ain't you? I'm glad that we serve a living God. Amen. But the Bible says that Jesus was there, and but He could not be hid. And He said, a certain woman whose young daughter had an unclean spirit. And He said, this woman, verse 6, was a Greek, a Syrophoenician by nation. So she was a Greek, she was a Syrophoenician. The Bible tells us in Matthew that she was a Greek. We see that as she was one of the old Canaanite chain. She was the old Canaanite heritage. And she was living on the coast of the Sea of Gennesaret, off the coast of the Mediterranean Sea. I'm just saying this, showing you, so we can just get an intro, so we can see what's taking place here. Now, this land where she lived was a Gentile land. It was a land of dogs. It was a land of those unbelievers, the heathen, if you will. It's where they live. But the Bible says that a certain woman was there, of Tyre and Sidon, a Syrophoenician woman, and she heard of the Lord Jesus Christ. Now living near Galilee, praise God, I believe that she began to hear from the Lord the things that were happening through the Lord Jesus Christ. Amen. They said there's a man called Christ. His man's name Jesus the Christ, and he's doing marvelous and wonderful things. I want to say praise God on the authority of the Word. He's still doing marvelous and wonderful things today. He's still lifting up hearts. He's still changing lives. He's still converting folks that were lost into that that's found. Praise God. He's still coming to where we are. He's still touching our hearts. And He's changing lives all around us. And oh, what a blessing that is. I'm glad that I can be a part of that. Ain't you? But I believe she began to hear these things, what He had done, how that He had cast out these devils. Now this the Bible tells us that this woman had a young girl, a daughter, and she had a devil. Amen. We're a lot of times in the world today, we want to blame it on some kind of emotional thing. We want to blame it on some kind of a sickness or a disease, if you will. But I want to say a whole lot of the problem today is just folks is full of the devil. Amen. They're full of the devil. These people that's going around committing these atrocities, who's killing people all over the place, going into these schools and shooting them up. They're just full of the devil. We have places in the United States now that's got places that said, you know what we need now in order to have more entertainment, a better entertainment, Brother Chris, we need to make dope legal. They need to smoke it up, amen, make you feel all warm and fuzzy. And it's amazing that in Colorado, where this thing is prominent, that there's killings going on left and right. And now they decided that that ain't bad enough, so now they're going to start promoting these hallucinogenic mushrooms. Allowing them to sell them from the stores to your children. I'm going to say, what? You say, well, preacher, what's taking place? The devil's trying to take control. Amen. And he's right in the center of the United States of America. We never thought it would happen, but praise God, I'm saying, there's a God in heaven that if he be lifted up, praise God, he'll intervene even in the wickedness that we're seeing all around us, praise God, and he will make a difference. Amen. We're seeing all around us today. Amen. But I'm glad, praise God, there's some folks that's hearing that there's some help down at the house of God. I'm glad there's some folks that's listening, tuned in, praise God, trying to find a way out, find a way around all the strife and the division and the hardship, praise God, that's in this blessed world, this old wicked world live, and there's a blessed Savior, praise God, come to seek and to save that was lost. Amen. He made a way possible that we could come into Him and be saved. Amen. When God saves you, He brings you up so He can bring you out. He don't save you to live in your sin. Amen. I believe this little mama was down there, praise God. That little mother that don't quit, glory to God. She tried everything in the world to help her daughter. She tried all that the doctors had, all that the professors had, praise God. Dr. Freud and Dr. Hemroid, praise God. She couldn't get no help, glory to God. And she said, heard about the Lord Jesus Christ and the power that He had to save, the power He had to cast out the demon, praise God, and lift them out of that old wicked man. And she said, if I could just get to Jesus. Amen. You know the difference it'd make in our people's life if they could just get to Jesus. Now listen, you young people. You search and run around trying to find happiness world and you'll never find it. But if you seek the joy of the Lord down at the house of God and the Lord Jesus Christ and pray God and His people, praise God, you'll find a place where you can settle in and be and have joy in your heart. Amen. I'm talking about joy, it's unspeakable. Joy that's a running over. Joy that's a flowing, praise God. And you'll get down here with us sometime. We get under the spout where the joy comes out, praise God, where the glory pours out upon us, and we just rejoice in the goodness of God.
Amen.
Amen. He just pours it out. He pours it out on purpose, opens the spout, praise the Lord. And we just partake in it. So I believe she got to hearing about the devils being cast out. I believe she got to hearing about what he was called. She heard somebody say, you know what? They call him the Son of David. Amen. Glory to God. I believe she may have heard that before. She said, where have I heard that name? You know where we hear the name of Jesus, praise God. We won't hear it from just anything. We'll hear it, praise God, through special enlightenment. There's a special enlightenment from the Lord. There's a special enlightenment from the Spirit of God that shows us we're just old sinners, praise God, in need of a Savior. And He come to seek and to save the lost who we are, praise the Lord. And He come to lift us up out of our sin.
Amen.
Amen. Come to help us. Amen. Come to manifest Himself to us. Just to show us how big He is. Amen. Youngins, listen. Friends, we've seen how big God is. Amen. We've seen this church, we've seen how big Brother Bill God is. We've seen Him pull up. We've seen Him show up. We've seen Him do great big things that we know only God could do.
Yep. Amen.
Amen. You know, when preacher these things, He ain't done yet. Praise God. But that's because He ain't through yet either.
Right.
Amen. Praise the Lord. He's still working. How you know? It's because He's still working on me. Still working on you. He's still helping us, praise God. Making us bigger and better, praise God, for His glory.
Amen.
Amen. So we see this, she heard about Him. Heard that He was called a son of David. She's heard that special enlightenment, praise God. Amen. She had to heard. See, she was living so near to where the gospel was going out. There's a whole lot of people around here that live so near to where the gospel coming out, they're hearing things. Amen. Hey, you may not know it. And you may know it. Praise God, these folks that's talking about you. Huh? These folks are talking about you. These folks talking about me. They say, you know what? I see them folks, praise God, Sunday morning, Sunday night, Wednesday night. Amen. They're getting up with an old black book under their arm. They're going somewhere, praise God, and they're coming back rejoicing. There's something different about them. Amen. Amen. Praise God. Said they're going out, Brother Bud, and they're not coming back the way they went. Amen. You know, every time we come to the house of God, we ought to go back out of here better than we come in. We ought to go back better. We'll go back a better, improved version of ourselves. Because God Almighty's met with us. Amen. We was talking in Sunday school with the kids about how God, His Word is inspired. And we was talking about how God speaks to us. And Luke said, well, he had never heard the voice of God. Never heard that audible voice. I said, well, have you ever heard the Bible read? And he said, yeah. I said, well, then you've heard the voice of God. Amen. God speaks to us through His Word. Yeah. Have you ever heard the Word taught? Amen. Through the Word of God taught to you, praise God. Then you've heard the voice of God. You ever heard the Word preached, praise God? You've heard the voice of God. Amen. Amen. Glory, hallelujah. We ought to be shouting our shoes off. Because we're a fortunate people. These people in China that's lining up to get one page of the Word of God, they're tearing them out, sharing them, they're taking, hiding them in their basement, praise God, so that they can have the Word of God. I believe this little mother, I believe she heard the Word of God. The gospel that was preached to the Jew. Amen. She heard about a promise of a Messiah. And she believed that this might have been the promise. Amen. Glory to God, I'm looking for the promise, ain't you? I'm looking for the Messiah of God. I'm looking for Him to come again. Take me to be with Him where He is. Amen. Glory be to God. I believe God, through the Holy Spirit of God, spoke to this dear lady. I believe He moved upon her, praise God, and He began to touch her. I believe He began to draw her, praise the Lord. You see, I believe God in all the ages. You say, well, preacher, she was a heathen. She was an ungodly person. Amen. But I believe God in all the ages, He has people. Everywhere. God's got somebody somewhere, praise God, that's willing and ready to be stirred by the Word of God, by the things of God, by the gospel, Lord Jesus Christ, stirred into a place where they can come in the realization that God is God, and He'll be God, and He'll be their God if they'll let Him. Amen. I see this lady, amen, is under that conviction. She was numbered among the heathen. But praise God, I believe God was a work in her heart. You say, well, how do you know? Because she knew where she needed to go. Amen. She said, if I can only get to Jesus. Amen. Praise God. Listen, youngins, if we can only get to the Lord Jesus Christ, amen, He'll make a difference in your life, I promise. Amen. Bless His holy name. So we see what she might have received. She received that grace of God. Amen. How do we get saved? He said, Lord, for by grace are you saved through faith, and that not of yourself, it's a gift of God, not of works, lest any man should boast. I believe, praise God, that grace, she is looking for help. She is looking for hope. She is looking at God for somebody to give her a handout, and give her a little bit of encouragement. And I believe God, in His magnificence, He showed her grace, amen. It was when I was lost and undone, on my way to a devil's hell, I was no different from she. God come to where I was. I saved me on that Wednesday night, 1976. Birthed me into the family of God, praise God. I was lost in a heathen on my way to hell, but praise God. The Lord Jesus Christ come to where I was, amen. Grace, when I was lost, praise God, grace showed up. Amen. I deserve justice. Amen. God showed me mercy. Amen. Through His grace. I believe God through His grace. I believe through His mercy, He enlightened this young lady. Amen. Grace showed up. I believe God kindled a fire down in her heart. A fire of true faith. You say, why? Because what will move person? What will move people try to get to God? What will move people try to get the house of God? What will move people try to get to a place where God can use them? Amen. It's through faith. believing that God is, praise God, He's not a respecter of persons. Hey man, if He was, He'd have flicked me off into hell a long time ago. But I'm glad God Almighty is still there and He's ever present. He's that intercessor between me and God, the Lord Jesus Christ. And He's making a difference in us every day. He's encouraging us. He's sanctifying us. He's drawing us with the mighty hand, molding us and making us. Hey man, listen, are you being molded today? God a working on you? Are you letting Him work on you? Are you asking Him to work on you? Are you drawing nigh to Him so He can draw nigh to you? Amen. Those are questions we need to ask. Amen. This little lady, praise God, she had issues, she had problems, but she was a mother that would not quit. You know what I believe we've got here in this church? I believe we've got some mothers. I believe we've got some mamas that will not quit. I believe we got some mamas that stay in the fight. I believe we got some mamas that keep looking to the Lord. I believe we got some mothers today that's still trusting in God Almighty to make a difference in their hearts and their homes and their lives.
Amen.
Amen. I believe we still got some mamas that still are praying and lifting up children and grandchildren, loved ones, praise God, that God might save them before it's too late.
Amen.
Amen. Mothers that never quit. Amen. I believe she had a true thing. I believe grace moved in. I believe faith touched her heart. I believe her heart was touched. Amen. I believe she believed that that man Jesus was the Messiah of God. That son of David. Amen. The Bible said they was in the house. They was in the house. And if you go back in Matthew and look at chapter 15, that this woman from Canaan, verse 22, came out of the same coast and cried unto Him, saying, "Have mercy on me, O Lord, thou son of David. My daughter is grievously vexed with the devil." But now listen to what it says in verse 23. I said, "But He answered her not a word." Can you imagine that? This little mother, she goes to Jesus. She's needing help. She's hurt. She's needing help. She's needing hope. And she says, "Lord," as she calls unto Him. And He ignores her. Amen. Did you ever think the Lord Jesus Christ would ignore you? Amen. I want to say Jesus never ignores you. When we cry out from our heart, God Almighty, Lord Jesus Christ, He hears you. Praise God. But sometimes the Lord just puts us on hold. Sometimes the Lord says, "Well, you just need to wait just a minute." Amen. Sometimes we want to get the cart before the horse. But I thank God that He's got a plan and a purpose for every one of us. And the part of His plan and purpose, praise God, that we don't understand is that part that's going to be to our benefit. Amen. In just a little while. Amen. But I can see this as they're in the house. She goes and she falls down and she beseeches Him. And He answers her not a word. Doesn't say anything. But I believe if we study the book of Matthew enough, and the book of Mark, we put them together, we see that it wasn't long till Jesus left the house. Amen? So He was there, and He was a place, and He said they thought he could be healed. He wasn't broadcasting where He's at. Amen? But praise God, word got out anyway. I want to say, praise God, where the Lord Jesus Christ is, word to get out on us. Amen? Word to get out on us. Word to get out on you, praise God. Word to get out, praise God. Thanks for that the Lord is in Stony Fort Baptist Church, that the Lord is in His people, the Lord's a help. Praise God, I'm glad that when you get out in the parking lot, you can feel the presence of the Holy Ghost.
Amen.
Amen. Praise the Lord. But I see this picture. I see the Lord gets up and He goes out of the house. And she's still, amen, this little mother that doesn't quit, she's still beseeching. Amen. She still has said, "Lord, I need Your help. Lord, I need Your help in the disciples." They go to Him and they say, "Lord, You need to do something with her. She's driving us crazy. I mean, she just won't give up. She won't quit." Amen. You see it in Matthew chapter 15. He said, "But she entered not," said, "the disciples came and besought Him, saying, 'Send her away, for she crieth after us.'" Amen. But He said, "Hey, it's not meet that I should take the children's bread and cast it to the dogs." Amen. So we see here in the Word of God that she comes back and she falls at Jesus' feet and she begins to beg Him. Amen. Whose daughter with that unclean spirit heard of Him and came and fell at His feet. We see this woman as she comes again. Amen. Now she's done been refused by the Lord Jesus Christ. He just ignored her. She's done been repulsed by the disciples. They say, listen, just go away, quit, cease, stop. Amen. But this little mother will not quit. Praise God. She stayed. Amen. She stayed faithful. She stayed on it. Praise God. She said, I'll not give up now. Praise God. She said, I've made a journey. Glory to God. Listen, there's a whole lot of it. We've made journeys and prayers and on our knees. Glory to God. But listen, mama's daddy, praise God. And don't give up now because God Almighty is still on the throne. Amen. Don't give up now. Don't quit now. Praise God. We're fixing to see the results. But the Bible says that Jesus said unto her, let the children first be filled, for it's not meet to take the children's bread. Chapter 7, verse 27. Take the children's bread and cast it to the dogs. Now listen here. You see what's take place. So you've got to, she's been repulsed by the Lord and He's ignoring her. She said, she's been pushed aside by the disciples. Said, hey, listen, why don't you just hush and go on? And then now the Lord is, she's been repulsed one more time where the Lord says, listen, she said, he said, how can I take the children's bread and cast it to the dogs? He said, I can't take it. He said, I came to seek the Jew first, to preach the gospel to the Jew first and also to the Greek, but it had to go to the Jew first. She said, how can I take the children's bread? Amen. He said, let first the children be filled, for it is not meet to take the children's bread and cast it to the dogs. Called her, not only has she been repulsed, but now he calls her a dog. Can you imagine the Lord Jesus that would call someone a dog? It's hard to fathom. But he said what he was calling, he was calling them a heathen, he was calling them a people that were God rejectors. You know what? There's a lot of dogs in this world today. There's a lot of dogs in this world. There's a lot of heathen. There's a lot of God rejectors in the world today. There's a lot of God deniers in the world today. There's a lot of God's words rejectors today. Dogs, heathen. Amen. But this little woman, she won't give up. Amen. She's been ignored. She's been rebuked. She's been repulsed. She's been pushed away. She's been stopped. She's been shut down. But she won't quit. Amen. You know why? Because, praise God, when God moves upon her heart, Brother Larry, there's no place to quit. Amen. Praise God, we just keep going and keep digging, keep plowing, praise God, until we get to where we get closer and closer and closer to the Lord, glory to God. And we keep praying and keep lifting up our supplications, amen, from the depths of our soul, believing that God will hear and answer those prayers. Amen. So she answers. So now the Lord tells her, He said, I can't take the Jewish privilege and cast it to the dogs. He said, the privilege of the gospel message, the privilege of the miracles that confirms those messages. He said, I can't take those and cast them to the dogs. He said, the children have to be filled first. But this little Syrophoenician woman, this little mother that wouldn't quit, in verse 28, she answered and said unto him, yes, Lord. Now she had called him the son of David. But she had no place calling that, because that was the place of the children that belonged to the kingdom. Amen. But then she calls him the Lord. She magnifies and uplifts the name of the Lord. She gives him the power and authority, praise God, that only he deserves. Amen. You want to hear your prayers answered? You want to see God moving in lives? Praise God. Give God the power and the authority that He deserves. Amen. Praise God. Take your prayers to Him, believing that God will hear and answer those prayers, even to the saving of souls. Amen. Ain't it about time that we get in? Ain't it about time that we see souls saved? Ain't it about time, praise God, that we quit playing around? Amen. I want to say this thing's serious. Just as serious as this little woman whose child was possessed with the devil, praise God, we've got a whole bunch of people today are in the same state, just full of the devil. That's what's wrong with them. We can blame it on this and that or another. We can blame it on mama. We can blame it on daddy. We can blame it on the environment. But I want to say it ain't nothing but the devil. Amen. So this little lady, she says, Lord, said, I'm not asking you to take, that you would feed to the children. I'm not asking you to take that food that you have for the family, amen, and minister to me. Said, I'm not asking you that you wouldn't take that bread and manifest it, praise God, to the Jew. He said, that's fine and dandy. That's what I want you to do, amen, amen. Praise God. I don't have no problem with that, but what I want you to do, Lord, if you will, I want you to take those crumbs that's on the table, amen, glory to God. You won't give the children, you won't take from the children the food, praise God. You'll make sure that when the family pulls up to the table that they're fed to the full, praise the Lord. She said, I'm not wanting that food, praise God, that'll fill them up. She said, I just want the crumbs, praise God, that fall off the table. Glory be to God. Amen. What faith! Amen. What faith it would take. She said, Lord, I'm not asking anything special. Amen. She said, I'm not asking anything extra. She said, I'm not waiting the fullness. She said, I'm not asking for the fullness of the manifestation, praise God, of the power and the goodness that you have for the Jew. I just want to see God move in my situation. Amen. Praise the Lord. We can see her. She says, yes, Lord. Amen. Yet the dogs under the table eat the children's crumbs. Those things, those crumbs of mercy, praise God, that fall off the table, those crumbs, those that fall off on purpose. She said, they partake of those, Lord. She said, I'm not asking any special favors. She said, Lord, just give us the crumbs. Amen. Just give us the crumbs, those things that's swept off the table. She said, I'll be satisfied with. I want to say, praise God. Listen, young, the crumbs on the Father's table, praise God, will satisfy and suffice us, glory to God. Amen. Amen. But ain't you glad, glory to God, you don't have to survive on crumbs. Amen. Glory to God, He made a way that we come in. I believe this is a preemptive, praise God, to what God was going to do. I believe Jesus Christ was on the shores of Tyre and Sidon that day on purpose. Amen. I believe He must needs go by that way. That little woman down there, as she had heard, praise God, the grace of God had moved upon her heart, and she realized there was somebody that could help her in her situation. Amen. I want to say there's a Savior out here today, and His name's Jesus Christ the Lord, and He can help you in your situation. Amen. We don't have to keep struggling along on our own, helping, trying to do it all by ourselves. He's a Savior of heaven, praise God. And if we'll just pull up. Amen. This little woman, this little mother, she wouldn't be quiet. And she wouldn't quit. But she kept praying. She kept agonizing with God. Amen. She acknowledged His divinity, acknowledged His power. And she asked Him for help. Amen. I want to ask you a question this morning. How long has it been since you asked the Lord for help? Huh? How long has it been since you said, Lord, I need some help? You were a preacher. I thought I was doing pretty good. Yeah, how's that working out for you? How are you advancing? How are you getting closer to God? How's things lining up in your Christian life? Amen? The only thing that matters is our spiritual being, praise God. When it's all said and done, we can't take none of this with us. But praise God, if we come to the Lord and we seek His appearing, He moves upon us. So this little woman, she just continued to request from the Lord. When she's shut down, when the world tells her to be quiet, praise God, she just keeps requesting, keeps asking of God. Amen. God just continues to touch. After three times of being rebuked, three times of being turned down, three times of being denied. Amen. How many times have we prayed? How many times have we asked? And it seems like God's not hearing. I want to say God hears and answers prayers in His time. That we just can't give up. We can't quit. Because God's still wanting to do something for her. A mother that never quits, praise God. She keeps seeking until she finds. Amen. She'll seek until she sees. She'll seek until she finds that help that God has for her. That God has for her family, has for her home, has for her husband, has for her children. And she'll keep seeking, looking, and desiring, praise God, that God would move upon her. Amen. This little woman, she said, Lord, I'm not asking you to give me the children's meat, the children's bread. But she said, I just want you to give me the crumbs. I'm just looking for the crumbs that'll fall off the table. Amen. That the dogs would come along and lick up. She said, that a mother that never quits, praise God, she'll start with the crumbs till she ends up with the banquet. Amen. Listen, I tell you, we can start with the crumbs. Take what God gives us, pray God, and rejoice and be refreshed by it. Pray God till we pull up to the banquet. Amen. Till the fullest of the manifestation of the glory of God through Christ Jesus our Lord. Amen. And so she said, she goes on here, and he said unto her, "For this saying, go thy way, the devil is gone out of thy daughter." Amen. In the book of Matthew, he says it this way. In the book of Matthew, he said, "O woman, great is thy faith. Be it unto thee even as thou wilt." And her daughter was made whole from that very hour. How did that happen? Because of a mother that would not quit. Amen. Ain't you glad? Ain't you glad you had a mother that wouldn't quit? Ain't you glad they was some grandmothers that wouldn't quit? Ain't you glad they didn't quit, they didn't give in, and they didn't give up? Amen. I'm glad I had those. I'm glad I had godly grandparents. I'm glad I had godly ladies. I had a godly lady that took me under her wing and brought me up and showed me the love of God so that I could be saved. Amen. She never quit. They never quit. Mothers that never quit, what do they find? They find a result. What she finds? She found a result, praise God, in the Lord Jesus Christ. She said that, and when she was come to her house, she found the devil gone out of her daughter, and her daughter laid upon the bed. I believe she was laid out resting and relaxing. Probably the first time she had been at peace in a long, long time. Probably the first time that little mama had walked into her bedroom, looked and seen that little daughter without the devil being in her. But she seen her laying there in perfect peace. Amen. I want to say God still got that for you and I today. God still wants that to happen in the lives of our people. He's still working on them. But listen, we got to be like that little mother. We have to be a mother, a father, a grandparent that does not quit. We have to stay with God. Keep lifting up the name of Jesus. Praise God. Keep bringing our supplications till all is made perfect in Christ Jesus our Lord. Amen. The Lord's a looking. He wants us to have a perfect day at the end of this way. Amen. Praise God. Listen, things may not seem perfect now, but things are getting better by and by. When we put our faith and trust in the Lord, we're looking for Him, the author and finisher of our faith. Amen. She heard about Him. Grace moved upon her. And through faith, she believed. She believed enough to stay faithful to the promise. Amen. She had heard that Jesus Christ could cast out devils. Amen. You believe today that the Lord can cast out devils? He's still the same today. Still has that same power. He still has that same authority. I don't know why we think that He can lose that, but He'll never lose His power. The Bible says He has all power in heaven and on earth. He can do anything He needs to do. And praise God, He can do anything for me and anything for you if we believe and trust in His name. Amen? Bless His holy name. But we just have to be a mother, a father, a person that never quits. We can't give up. She never gave up. She stayed in the fight. She heard what she heard. She believed what she heard. And she stayed the course. Amen. Praise the Lord. Stand with me this morning.